When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up, everyone? Colt Schroeder here, aka the Buffalo Nerd, coming at you live from the Buffalo Nerd Football Hub. Going to be coming at you with this week's best bets for week five, coming off of week four where we went 3-1. Pretty presentable week, I think. The only negative was the Los Angeles Rams are a terrible football team, and San Francisco completely made them look foolish, and we lost that one. Besides that, though, a nice comeback after the week of going 2-2 prior. Went 3-1 last week, so I'm excited about keeping the ball rolling this week for week five. So let's get right into it with our top four picks for the week. I'm going to go ahead and start with the Seattle Seahawks at +5.5 against New Orleans. I know this doesn't feel like a great team to back. They're not that great. Geno Smith's playing pretty good football. The Saints have been giving up 20 plus points in every single game so far. Seattle has been within 4 points in every matchup that they've played in three out of the four games they've been a part of this season. Andy Dalton is just not a very good quarterback, and it doesn't look like Jameis is going to be there again. It doesn't feel like he's going to be as willing to throw the ball, you know, as aggressively as Jameis is, which makes this team is not as effective in New Orleans. This could go the other way, but I do like the way Seattle's been performing. I think they can put together an efficient run game, and I think Geno can do enough. If you look at some of the teams that have played against New Orleans recently and played them tightly, I think Geno can keep this team close, and I don't see Andy Dalton doing anything crazy. So I'm going to go ahead and take Seattle +5.5 points. Next up, you know, I went against this team last week. I just mentioned them, the San Francisco 49ers up against Carolina Panthers. We went against Carolina last week with Arizona. Arizona covers the spread a lot in the situation they were in, but I just don't believe in the Carolina Panthers right now. I think there's demise happening internally there. Matt Rule's just lost that team, I think, at this point. And I really think that San Francisco is just going to be able to come in there and just kind of pound them with that efficient run game. They look like they're starting to get their legs underneath them a little more with Jimmy. Debo looks real good. I'm going to go ahead and they're going to be the only favorite that I'm actually going to take this week. And I got San Francisco -6.5 against Carolina. I view this as a probably 30-17 game, very similar to what Arizona did 26-16 last week. I got 30-17. San Francisco might even keep the offense lower than that at 17 points. So third game up, again, this has got the Rams involved. I'm not seeing anything spectacular from them. I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys +5.5 points. I just don't see a big difference between these football teams right now. I think that neither of them are great, but Cooper Rush has played good football. I think that the Cowboys line is in a little better situation to run the ball. I just don't feel anything happening on the Rams side of the ball right now. They're super one-dimensional in the way that they're trying to do everything through Cooper Kupp. I think the Dallas defense has given up 17, and they're at 14.5 points a game, the Dallas defense is right now, and the Rams are averaging 17.5 points. So I just don't see anything crazy enough that is going to allow the Rams to get off on this defense. So 5.5 points, this feels very similar to what the San Francisco game would look like against the Rams. So I'm going to take Dallas +5.5 points. I think they're just playing better, efficient football right now. Last up, we're going to go ahead and we're going to stay in a division game. And the Cincinnati Bengals at the Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati plus 3.5. It's a division game. If you go back and look at their, and Baltimore's lost 5 in a row at home now. It's an in-division game. I think Cincinnati's been showing us the past couple weeks that their defense is playing very good football. The offense isn't quite there all the way, but they're trending in the right direction. Baltimore's been struggling to finish games. And this is just one of those games where you're playing inside the division. It feels very similar to what the Baltimore and Buffalo game could have looked like last week. I have a hard time seeing that one of these teams opens this up outside of a touchdown. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Cincinnati, the team that I believe is still maybe the best team in that division, plus the 3.5 points. So again, this week's best bets that we're going to take, we got Seattle plus 5.5. Going to go with San Francisco minus 6.5, and with Dallas plus 5.5. In Cincinnati at plus 3.5. I hope you guys are enjoying everything that we're putting out over here at the Buffalo Nerd Football Hub. Make sure you guys, if you missed it, that you check out the best DFS plays for the week and the best player props for this week. I'm doing a lot of research, looking at a lot of different numbers. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Make sure you're subscribing down below. Leave your comments. Think of players you like, bets that you like. I'd like to see what everybody else is up to out there. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Enjoy the weekend of games.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.